Okay, welcome back to Leadership Experience and this tutorial. As I'm used to be, I will be just a tutor in this exploration of the chapter. And this chapter mainly deals with motivation and empowerment. In chapter 7, we explored a little bit what is coaching and the differences between counseling and consulting. And now let's say that through coaching, sometimes we can have this help to achieve a much higher motivation and to empower our actions, our behavior. So let's go. With this chapter, your learning objectives are: recognize and apply the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic rewards. Tap into the motives that induce people to take action to accomplish important goals. Motivate others by meeting their higher level needs. Apply needs-based theories of motivation and understand how the concept of equity applies to motivation. Describe the psychological and structural elements of empowerment and how empowerment contributes to motivation. Apply the job characteristics model to enrich jobs. Identify factors that play a role in employee engagement and use engagement to meet higher level needs. Build a thriving workforce by giving people a sense of making progress toward meaningful goals. Motivation is, in some way, we can say that motivation, as according to Adair, motivation is the brother of the leadership. And in motivation, there are forces, either internal or external, to a person that arouse enthusiasm and persistence to pursue a certain course of action. Motivation plays a role in employee productivity. And motivational theory can be used to satisfy followers' needs and encourage better work performance. Here we have this Exhibit 8.1, in which you can find a simple model of motivation according to need, behavior, and rewards. And the feedback in this cycle is very important, because feedback reward informs person whether behavior was appropriate and should be used again, on or where we can have to change something to perform something different. Types of rewards. As we said, intrinsic rewards are internal satisfactions a person receives in the process of performing a particular action. Appeal to the higher needs of individuals. Intrinsic rewards, in some way, we can say that are part of the outcome of self-awareness. Extrinsic rewards, meanwhile, are given by outside, by another person. Typically a supervisor, a mentor, a leader, a coach. Pay raise and promotions appeal to the lower needs of individuals. Exhibit 8.2, DAFT, shows the needs of people and motivation methods. So, needs of people, according to conventional management and leadership. And you can go through it: conventional management, lower needs, carrot and stick, and also here is the point of some different style of leadership and management. Control people, adequate effort. In leadership, there are higher needs, empowerment, intrinsic, self-awareness, employee engagement, best effort. So, four categories of motives. You can go through them according to extrinsic level, intrinsic level, pleasure growth, and pain fear. Of course, we can read through the emotional intelligence spectacles or mindful spectacles, and we can interpret these four categories of motives. Needs-based theory of motivation shows a hierarchy of needs theory, according to Maslow's theory, that I guess all of you already knows, the two-factor theory, Hagen hygiene factors and motivators, and acquired needs theory, McClelland's theory. This is Maslow's hierarchy of needs that mainly is the traditional scale. Okay. Hertzberg's, so the two factors theory, and other motivation theories like reinforcement theory, expectancy theory, equity theory. This is a table according to the shaping behavior with reinforcement, but are so deep that for the moment we skip it. This is the key elements of expectancy theory. We will go through motivation together in our webinar, and we can see how to develop some skills and according to self-motivation and to the motivation towards other people, so to improve the motivation of our followers or employees, the people of our organization, company, society, community. Empowerment deals a lot with the coaching method. Empowerment is the delegation of power or authority to subordinates in the organization, and enhances motivation by meeting the higher level needs of employees. To empower followers, leaders help them understand their importance and value, provides followers with a direction within which to act freely. The elements of empowerment. Employees, followers receive information about company performance, knowledge and skills to contribute to company goals. Employees have the power to make substantive decisions, and I would add the responsibility. Employees understand the impact of jobs. Employees are rewarded based on company performance. Job design for empowerment. So what is job design and the characteristics? And you can go through this characteristic of the job model. Then the chapter continue with this empowerment continuum that we will see. And the engagement. Engagement, if you remember, there is a set, a full set of theories that we can call engage to lead. So it is a main part of leadership. Occurs when people in an organization enjoy their work and are satisfied with their work condition. So as leader, you create this situation of engagement and bond, let's say. Contribute enthusiastically to meeting goals. Have a sense of belonging and commitment. This is very important because the sense of belong can really change the not only the environment and the climate in which we all work, but also the numbers, the profit of the company. New ideas for motivation. Making progress principle. Important factor that boosts motivation, positive emotions and perceptions is making progress toward meaningful goals. Leaders can set clear objectives, give people freedom, give sufficient time and resources and responsibility, of course, help people see how they are contributing, encourage people, provide recognition, give regular feedback on which to work regularly, so to improve always our plan of action in improvement, thriving workforce. People are satisfied, productive, and engaged in creating a better future for themselves and the organization. Incorporates vitality and learning. So, thank you for the moment. And remember, motivation is the brother of leadership. In next chapter, we will see the sister of leadership, the communication. See you soon. I'll speak to you soon.